Concord in their Kelly Green uniforms, black numbers trimmed in white. Worse on the home whites with orange numbers and black trim for a share of the NLC championship. Up she goes, and we're underway. Concord wins the tip. They'll work to the near end here in the opening half. This is Emmerich. She is the point guard. She'll run the show. Near side for McCain. McCain pressured by Velima. Now she picks up her dribble. Back to a pass too high for Emmerich and out of bounds. I don't know if she was really open, but that's pushed down. And Emmerich was pretty well guarded on the play. Warsaw will take it. First turnover of the game. Bricker out there with the mask, dribbling off the right. Down to Winchester on the low block right. She'll bank it in.
Brooke Winchester.
Winchester scores and makes it 2-0 in favor of the Lady Tigers. In the backcourt, Emmerich across the line for Stilley, and she throws it out of bounds. Pass intended for McCain right in front of the Warsaw bench, and it goes through her hands and out of bounds. Concord only averaging 38 points per game. They're giving up 40, and they shoot 33%. Left corner for Neely. Out to the top for Bricker. Right back in the left corner for Zartman to Winchester. Out to Bricker for three. Good. I guess the mask didn't hurt her that much. How about that? 5-0 Lady Tigers. Pass ahead. Long pass picked off. Bricker the steal. 3-on-2. In the lane for a floater. Rimming no good. Tipped by Stilley and she grabs it. Stilley at 6 foot. Tallest player for Concord. A whistle and an offensive foul call. McCain ran into the Lady Tigers. Is that Bricker? Well, that's got to make Tiger, if that was Bricker, that makes Lady Tiger fans nervous. Because they don't need her sustaining any more damage. Zartman across the line, left corner for Neely. Back up the sideline, Zartman out to Bricker. Bricker picks up her dribble. Bounces it to Villema. Now back out to Bricker. Dumps a pass underneath, and the pass was weak, and it was picked off. McCain with the steal for Concord. A minute 40 in. Warsaw with a 5-0 lead. Ball knocked away by Zartman. Neely trying to dig it out of there. Held ball. Arrow belongs to Warsaw. Bricker's pass just didn't have much on it. I don't think she was completely committed to throwing that pass. Timeout Concord. 6:14 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw leads 5-0. We're going to keep it here on this 30-second timeout and let you know what's coming up tomorrow. It's the girls' pairing show. Who's going to play who and when in the sectional on Tuesday, a week from Tuesday? We'll find out tomorrow. We got it on News Now Warsaw starting at 5 p.m. We'll also have it on our app. So if you listen that way or the website, we'll have it both places so that you can watch it and listen to it. Okay? So that's at newsnowwarsaw.com and the 1480 News Now app. Six-team sectional. Two games on Tuesday, semifinals on Friday, and the championship on Saturday. Are we ready to go? After the timeout by Concord, it appears that we are, and Winchester gets it and throws it into Bricker. And Concord's going to a 1-3-1 trap. Winchester to the center circle to Bricker. Left side, Villema. Now back to Bricker. Now left side to Villema. To the corner for Winchester. Whips a pass to Neely. Neely whips it right side. Here's Zartman for three. It's around and out. No good, and Stilley grabs the rebound for Concord. Still 5-0 Lady Tigers. We play 2 minutes. Stilley picks up her dribble. Zartman got a hand on it. Zartman got the other hand on it. It's a steal. In transition, Villema. Cross-court pass wide to Bricker and out of bounds. Delaney got it, and with she looked for a millisecond and threw the ball across court. Bricker was not anywhere near the spot at which that ball landed, right on the near sideline. Stilley to throw it in. Looking, throws it up the sideline to Casey. Now back to Emmerich. Emmerich sees some space, but it's cut off by Bricker. Now she'll stop and take it down to the block. Lob it back out to Stilley. Into the corner to Emmerich. Emmerich up the baseline, cut off again by Bricker. Out to McCain, right side, high arching three, no good. Long rebound tipped out, grabbed by Zilm. Cambria Zilm, back to Stilley. She shoots a three. That's no good. Winchester the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Alexis Neely, right corner, Zartman. Up the baseline, pull up 10-footer. Uh-uh, that wouldn't go. And still he's got the rebound. A slow shooting first quarter here for the Lady Tigers. Zilm across the line gives it back to Stille. Stille averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. She's the only Lady Minuteman with a double-figure scoring average. Now on the sideline, Casey trying to back down in on Vilma. Got to the block, shoots it, and scores and a foul. Hayden Casey muscled in on Vilma, one, number 14, fouling another. A chance for a three-point play. And here comes Braylee Chastain into the game for Warsaw to replace Vilma in the regular starting lineup. Is in there now for Lenny Krebs. And the left-hander, Casey, shoots the free throw up and no good, and Winchester has another rebound for Warsaw. Long pass down court. Neely back to Zartman to Winchester for three. That's no good. Still, he's got the rebound for Concord. Outlets far side to Emmerich. 5-2 Warsaw. We played 3.5 minutes, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Oh. There should have been a foul on Braylee Chastain. None was called. And if they don't call a foul, it's got to be out of bounds on Concord because Concord's girl just walked out of bounds with it. It hadn't been out of bounds yet. 5-2 Lady Tigers. Hayden. Casey drives in. Whistle. Foul called. Winchester's going to get this one. That's her first. That's the second against the Lady Tigers. A free throw is coming up here for Casey, who is a 50% free throw shooter. Concord is a team 58% for the season. They update their stats once a week, so that's not been updated yet this week after the two games they've already played. My guess is it'll be updated tomorrow night or Monday morning. Casey missed the first, shoots the second one. That one's up and good. She's one out of three. She's got all three of their points. Bricker the other way down to the baseline, and a hand-checking foul called on the aforementioned Hayden Casey. That's her first and their second. Out of bounds to Warsaw on the baseline at the far end. The thing about Concord, and if you're watching from Concord, I hope you'll receive these words well because they're well meant. 8-10 may not look great, and especially against the schedule they play. Bricker gets the inbounds pass in the lane, ducks inside, and scores. Bricker with 5 quick points, and it's 7-3 Lady Tigers. In the backcourt, Emmerich gets it in the front court right in front of Lenny Krebs, and back out to Stille. Stille to the right side for McCain. McCain trying to spin, lost the ball, taken away. Bricker with a steal, 1-on-2. Josh in from the left, crosses in, puts it up, puts it in again. Bricker with 7. Warsaw leads 9-3. I'll complete my thought here in just a minute. There's a bad pass, and it's stolen. It's Zartman. She'll race down and score. Zartman with 51 points in her last two games. Bricker tips the inbounds pass, and it'll go out of bounds and belong to Concord. To complete the thought from earlier, you look at Concord's strength of schedule, it's not very good. Okay? So we all understand that going in. The teams that are beating are smaller schools and some weaker, bigger schools. But to Brandon Abel's credit, they're winning games that they haven't been winning. Their schedule really hasn't changed much. And so 8-10 for them is really good, and they should feel pretty proud of that. McCain lost the handle on the ball, picks it up in the lane, dribbles down the lane, muscled through, and she'll be called for traveling. I think she should have been called for traveling earlier. Wasn't called. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Lady Tigers 11, Concord 3. 3:15 left to play, opening period. Alexis Neely gets partway around Zilm. Now to Zartman. Now we'll swing it back around. Right corner, catch and shoot three by Zartman is good. Her first of the game, her 65th of the season, one away from her own school record for three-pointers in a season of 66, set as a freshman a year ago. 14-3 Lady Tigers. Pass down court, good catch. Claire Campanello's into the game during that last stoppage. And she's right there waiting for that pass and scores to make it 14-5. Winchester, cross court, ball tipped out of bounds. Villema's back in. Bricker came out. They just wanted to check and make sure that everything was okay. Kelsey Wren into the game for Neely and for Zartman at 2:34 of the opening quarter. 14-5, Warsaw with a lead over Concord. Bricker in the front court. Now she'll dribble once and throw it to Villema. Right back to the center circle for Bricker, not a Villema, to Bricker. Jocelyn dribbles inside, throws it to Winchester. Now to, they swing it around, Bricker for a long three, and it's good. Two things she hasn't been doing that great lately, shooting threes and scoring within 5 feet. And she's done all of that here in the first quarter. She's got 10 points, 2 3-point baskets. Foul called on the lead Tigers at the other end. Chastain with a foul, her first. Out of bounds to Concord on the baseline. On the inbounds, it's Emmerich to throw it in. And they lob it out to the sidelines where it's caught by Zilm. Cambria picks up her dribble against Winchester. Lobs the near corner. Emmerich shoots a three and hits it. That's her 21st of the season. And it makes it 17-8. Concord within nine. Bricker the other way in traffic, back to Winchester. She'll catch and shoot and couldn't get it. It hit the front of the rim, then the backboard, and then the front of the rim again and came off to Stilley. 95 seconds left to play first quarter. Concord hanging in there. They're down 17-8 with the ball. McCain against Wren. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Still looking for help and throws it away. Stolen by Winchester. Up ahead to Chastain. Chastain one-on-one down the right side of the lane. Put it up. Blocking foul called. Free throws coming up here for Braley. She hadn't shot many of those. In 18 previous games, she had attempted 6 and made 4. Both teams have subs waiting at the scorers table. Chastain at the free throw line to shoot. She averages about 1.5 a game. And Braley shoots the first one up and in. Unless something really strange happens, Warsaw is going to set the school record for a free throw percentage in a season. The record is 74.7. Warsaw at the moment is at 79. So that percentage isn't going to move a lot. Chastain shoots the second one short. Rebound grabbed by Bricker, and it's yanked out of there by Zilm. Now she's trapped at midcourt, trying to get it out of there. It's still loose at midcourt. Emmerich has it. Now she'll throw a long pass to the tip and taken by Layla Knepp. Then Knepp gets run over at midcourt, and play continues. Zilm with the steal, back to Stilley. A minute to go in the quarter. Warsaw leads 18-8. Stilley throws it inside for Casey. Now back to Stilley, who drives in, runs into Bricker. Shot no good, put back up. Back up, no good by Campanello. Bricker the rebound. Bricker in transition. Down the lane. Kicks it out left side, Chastain. Now to Wren. Back to Chastain. Now to Wren. Now to Bricker, top of the circle against a zone defense. Looks to me like it's a 1-2-2. Actually, I might take that back. Looks more like a 3-2 with an extended front. 20 seconds left to go in the quarter. Warsaw with a 10-point lead the basketball. Left corner, Chastain. Up the sideline to Wren, now to Bricker. Then they lob it back in the corner for Wren, and she lost the ball out of bounds. The pass wasn't good. Wren would probably tell you that she should have caught that ball. She reached up with one hand, and it bounced off her hand and went off the sidelines. And Concord's got it with a chance to cut into a 10-point deficit. Campanello's fouled by Wren. Not the worst foul in the world. 10.4 left. Lenny Kreb doesn't like the foul, but it's the fourth team foul in Warsaw. Now Warsaw does not have a foul to give with 10.4 left in the quarter. Into the backcourt, they go to Zilm. Zilm with 8 seconds. Pressure by Villema across the line at 6. Almost fell down. 4 seconds. 3. Trying to get free. Ball knocked away. Villema with the steal, and she'll run out of time. After one, Warsaw 18, Concord 8. We'll start quarter two after this 60-second break on News Now Warsaw.